Thank you for joining us. It's Easter Sunday morning here. We're thanking the Lord for His wonderful gift, for the passion and the great price that He paid. And we want to welcome you for joining us. And we're glad that you're here and we're here. And our prayer is that the Holy Spirit will touch your heart, that you will listen all the way through because God's got something for you. Father, we just thank you and we praise you and we glorify you. We bless you. Oh, we thank you for Jesus and what he did for us. Father, we thank you. Oh, the suffering that even you went through, that you couldn't look, the terrible agony that your son went through because sin was poured upon that sinless one. Oh, we thank you and we praise you. We give you glory. Thank you for touching Brother Freedom and anointing him in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. In John chapter 20, it reads, "The first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, unto the sepulchre, and seeth the stone taken away from the sepulchre. Then she runneth and cometh to Simon Peter, and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and saith unto them, They have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they have laid him. Peter therefore went forth, and that other disciple, and came to the sepulchre. So they ran both together, and the other disciple did outrun Peter, and came first to the sepulchre. And he stooping down and looking in saw the linen clothing lying, yet went he not in. Then cometh Simon Peter following him, and went into the sepulchre, and seeth the linen clothes lie, and the napkin that was about his head not lying with the linen clothes, but wrapped together in a place by itself. Then went in also that other disciple, which came first to the sepulchre, and he saw and believed. For as yet they knew not the scripture, that he must rise again from the dead. Then the disciples went away again unto their own home. But Mary stood without at the sepulchre weeping, and as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre, and seeth two angels in white, sitting, the one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. And they say unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? She saith unto them, Because they've taken away my Lord, and I know not where they've laid him. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She, supposing him to be the gardener, saith unto him, Sir, if you have borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus saith unto her, Mary. She turned herself and saith unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. Jesus saith unto her, Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and unto your Father, and to my God and to your God. Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord and that he had spoken these things unto her.
Thank you very much. We want to welcome you today, Easter Sunday, and I pray that God will touch you in a mighty way this day. Lord, we just pray to touch the people in a mighty way. Lord, we thank you that you pray that you'll bless this word. Lord, we pray that you'll send forth the move from heaven this day. Lord, you'll bind all hindering powers. Any spirit is not of you. Lord, did you bind it and cast it away? Father, I just pray for a liberty of the move of my mighty spirit. Lord God, where your spirit is, there is liberty. And Father, we claim that liberty this day. We pray my thoughts, everything in my mind will be directed by you. Lord, I help me that my tongue will be for people to understand me, that thy will be done. Let them know it's not me that speaks, but you're going to speak through me, for me, because I can't do it within myself, Father. And I look to you this day. Lord, as your child, I look for a You're my Father, and I want to serve you. I want to do the best I can do. But, Lord, I am limited. You know I'm very limited this day, and I pray that you'll come in and help me this day in a mighty way. I pray that you'll help all the people that receive this message. Let them know that you're not limited in helping people. Lord, that you'll help them wherever they are. They might feel very insignificant, but that they're very special in your eyes. And you care for everyone that's out there throughout the world. You don't care where they are. You love them. Let them know that you love everyone the same. You love all of your children. And Father, I just praise you this day. I thank you this day. I thank you for the wonderful gift of Jesus Christ who paid in full that we might be able to have salvation, that we might live in your presence, Lord God. Just being able to live in your presence is something wonderful. And Father, we thank you that greater is he that's in us than he is the world. And Lord, I thank you that you established your word. You give us great strength in this last hour. Help us this day to fulfill thy calling. In Jesus' name, amen. I truly believe that we're living in a wonderful time. And I'd like to touch on Jesus was, this passageway is just after he was, had went to the cross. And when he went to, there wasn't those three crosses there. And he was in between two thieves. Nowadays we call them bad men. And one of them accepted Jesus as a personal savior and the other one didn't. And that's the way it is. Seems to me that's a parallel in life. Some people will accept Jesus, but some others will not. They can be the same closeness, and they'll still, one will receive and one will not. And I believe the whole in God, that's the way our healing comes, because of faith that we have. And all these things work with the Lord. But the end of Jesus right now was what brought us, where our prayers could be answered, that we had something, their life was changed because of this. Look what Jesus did. Everything was for us. He died. He had you and me in mind, each one of us, for this day. With that, we need to remember that he will be with us from the time that we receive him to the time that he takes us back to him. And that time is a time of time that we're just to be followers here until he comes, and he's the same, picks us up, removes us, whatever we want. But sometimes it comes through death, but it can come now, but it's coming. I truly believe his coming is very, very soon. And it's in a like manner as he rose up, in like manner he's going to come, as he rose up and ascended up toward heaven, it's in a like manner he's coming back. In reverse, just like you go someplace, you're going to return back. You're coming back the same manner that you went. If you went to Houston, Texas, you'll drive the same road back as you went. That's what Jesus is saying, like manner. He's going to come back in that same exact way and pick us up. Till that time happens, we need to be ready, because there are a lot of things comes in our life after we accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. And right now, I'd like to ask out there, if all of you out there through the world, do you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? Do you know he's very special? The Bible says, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. You can do all things with Christ. Jesus made it possible that you can do it. But you got to receive him to be able to complete it. Though to me receive him, to them he give power. To many received him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God. Woman from the same, God's not a respecter of person. He'll give us, if we recall, ask him, he's going to touch us in a mighty way. And God is not limited. We're very limited in our life. What we can do, I was listening to something we went over a few years back, but the things that we do, that all the things that we do for the Lord really counts. You know, we can do a lot of things. And that's what I would like to come on down, get closer down to where we are, our everyday practice, our everyday where we are. If you was getting ready for a special day, and it wasn't too far, you would be preparing for that day. You'd want to get the right clothing, you'd want to get the right attire, you're ready for a special day. I know my wife and I went to a 50th wedding anniversary a few years back, and she forgot to put in any trousers or slacks. There was nothing. So we had to buy me some clothes when I got down there. See, I wasn't really prepared. And that's the way life is. He says he's coming for those that's looking for his coming. That means preparation. I'm going to have my clothing on. I'm going to have... The Bible even speaks about in Revelation that we'll not heal and not see our nakedness. Clothing has a way of, God clothes us with righteousness. The righteousness of God comes upon us, that God touches and with us, we're sort of a messed up one, but no one sees that because they see God's righteousness. And where His righteousness is, there's power, there's witness, there's strength, there's an overcoming life, there's blessings. The blessings of the Lord make us rich. And the Bible says He adds no sorrow with it, casting all your cares upon Him, for He cares for you. The Word of God is so powerful, so mighty, and we must remember that He wants to clothe us with all things. And one of the great vehicles that we can use, we know He does it through someone praying for us, praying, but reading this wonderful Word. When you take this Word in, it's more than just reading it. It's substance. It's a inward support that you don't know anything about. As I can describe it, what the Lord told me, eating it. And when you eat it, you're not worried about how many calories is in that food. You're not worried because it tastes good. But you're not worried about, you're not going to examine every bite. You're going to just eat it and digest it and say, boy, that's good. And boy, he said, let me have some more. And then just eat it. That's eating it. See, when you just read the Word, you compare. You get very judgmental. When you eat it real fast, it gets in there. You eat it so fast, you read it as fast as you can go with the anointing of the Spirit on you. And I learned that. Well, I feel His presence now. That Spirit got life in me. And it was done by the Spirit. But I was the one that God had used in that way because I had practiced in the Word, in the Spirit. I took more earnest heed to being a follower of God in the Word and practical and being not being a show off, letting nobody know nothing. I was just there and God started showing me openly what could happen. He says when you go to pray, go into your inner closet that He might reveal you openly. What's this talking about? Don't get out here and brag about what you're doing because you lose the purpose of even doing it. It's all for break. It's all for show. It's not for show. It's for serving God. God sees when we're a show. That's not even in our thinking. See, our thinking sometimes can get so warped it's by the enemy. He wants to get us our mind thinking about who we are. Well, we know where we come from. And we're nothing without Him. And that's what we should have in our mind, that if it wasn't for Him, I would not be able to be here. And after I got sick a couple of times, I realized that I had to go through these things because it brought this down to a finer point. See, when you like diamonds and some, you do a lot of sharpening and the tooling, and the more you sharpen, the better, the sharper the edge does. Sometimes sickness, God lets you go back to more sickness because it keens your spirit level toward Him. It's a way of shaping you in the will of God. So out there today, if you say you have troubles, maybe God's in the picture with you. Maybe God says, yeah, I love you, my child, so love. Please straighten up, my child. I want to help you. I want to use you in Africa. I want to use you in the Congo. I want to use you in China, wherever you are. God wants to use you. He wants to uplift you to say, and remember, you're like the clay that He moves upon. And each one of us is different. We got different callings. We're individual. And God wanted to get everybody, but nobody has heard this really like I have. And the people like said, they didn't want to hear me. But right now, if God's given us a little time through the internet, maybe some of you out there will hear it because it'll benefit you. It'll give you a blessing. It'll steer you through the times of difficulties, the times of hard going. Oh, through the times of shortage and all the lean years, He's going to be with you. He's going to verify Himself in you. He'll give you a focus on heaven that's beyond this description of man. You know it because it's from the mind of Christ. He moves upon you by the Spirit of God that gives you an unction, a strength, a hope. Oh, it's so sure, so led from God. God wants to create with you a clean mind, a pure thoughts, and having the liberty from heaven, being moved upon by the will of God, not by the will of man, by the will of some foundation, some school, some God wants to touch His children in a mighty way. And the Lord, let me know that this wonderful word, God is the one that can help you in that word. He'll get you that you eat that word to a way that it satisfies you, it directs you, it calls upon you. And you're praying. You pray not for men to know it. You get by yourself. You pray. You come a shinab, come a sinab, come a shinab, hit a kilam a sea. You're not doing it for whosoever. You're doing it because you and your Lord. We have a tendency to want to do these things in public. God don't wish to be in public with you. Now you can come in a group, but it's just down there to praise God. You know, our coming together time is praising God. It's like right now, it's getting the word out. But it's not a time for you to really build yourself up. It says building up yourself in the whole most holy faith, praying in the Spirit. But praising God. It's in the time when you're by yourself. It's when you're in your closet singing God and there's no disturbance from anybody else. He has priority on you. He has undivided attention. God don't want you to have to get out here, and God wants to personally educate each one of us. With man, it's impossible. But God can be ever present at all at the same time. He does it. The Holy Spirit's the same way. But this is how God works. So then we start learning too that then I need to know if I'm going this far, I need to have the will of God in my life. So if I wait upon Him with that, I can develop with a lot of, and I'm not going to make any mistakes in doing it, but I'll learn, and my learning will get broader and broader and broader till I understand more and more and more. To that most perfect day. That's what it talks about. To that most perfect day. And that's what you achieve as seeking God and trusting Him and having a mighty blessed time with Him. It starts dissolving all the bad thoughts, all the cruddiness that gets within you, and you start getting a new foundation within you that's equipping you for life. It's equipping you while you're here. I've had a tough time because nobody wanted me. Lord says that's when it be, but I'm thankful in all that I went God's way. There's never been a thing, there's never been nothing like it, and nobody can understand this. It's different. God literally educates, but it's for everybody. See, the Bible says we're to seek the Lord with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our mind, and I sought Him. He wasn't going to work with me until He knew that I was wanting to do that. I says, Lord, I want you. I want to serve you. And I said, I want to go to Bible school. No, I didn't want to. Lord wanted me to do is do what in my heart. It was personal. People can't understand this. It wasn't even through a pastor. Now I went to pastor. Yes, I went to all the most churches I ever went to. I never missed a meeting. If I could, unless I had to work. But I had a good excuse. There's no excuses with God. But God has, He understands us and He excuses us a lot of times. If we'll just call upon Him, He'll move upon us. Our need, what our need is, He understands you and He will have sympathy on you. He's an all-caring God. Oh, Kabbash, He's a caring God. He wants you and understands you. Has pity on me. He says He has pity on His children. He remembers that we're made of dust. He remembers that we can fail. But all He wishes for a child that said, Lord, I need you. And boy, that, my God wants, He likes it. But the problem is, I don't need you. I can know how He feels. Because I've seen some people, I said, Lord, I had to slap their face. He said, yeah, but that's, you don't do that. I was talking out of my heart. See, God is, His nature is beyond our nature. And literally what He wants to do is teach you His nature. Before you can love someone, you can have faith in Him toward them. You have such faith, nothing moves you because you're walking in faith in God. It don't come like these faith teachers teach like so much by, no, it's coming from God. It's the inner spirit of God. Yeah, they say go to Jesus. Yeah, but they won't let you practice that. Jesus wants to teach us. It's what to say, call unto me, and I'll answer you, and I'll show you great and mighty things you know not. That's personal. Personal, personal, personal. To also for whosoever will. It's personal for whosoever will. It's like your salvation. The same identical. You can receive salvation and want it. But that's as far as you go. That's all you got. That's right. God wants to help us. Wants us to be prepared for life. He wants us to be. When the Spirit comes upon me, come as she that's come. It's like differences. Oh, but I feel weak about crash. I mean, it's so hard. For my stroke, I stayed up in the week. I was okay because something happened with that stroke. It won't let me. It's the Lord. The Lord's still there. But I have to come down to the level of man. The level of man's really tough. But it's going to be worth it. I'm on the same level as you are right now, and you can all come enjoy God, or you don't have to. Only thing you got me beat, because if you're taking that now, you're going to feel it tomorrow, next day, and I have to really work at it. God is good in all areas. He wishes to supply your every need. Casting all your cares upon Him, God out there wants you to cast your cares upon Him. You might say, I'm in England or France or wherever you are, and I just don't have. That's the kind of people God wants to visit you. God literally wants you to have an open relationship with Him. You seek first His kingdom, and it says, all these things shall be added unto all. He wouldn't have said all these things. Some of these things will be added. No, it says all these things should be added. Seek God. Seek the Lord. He'll not fail you. He'll move in your heart by the mighty power from heaven. The anointing, which the Word of God does a power that you can't understand. But I can remember that, like in the morning, the things that happened. The Lord says, before this day is over, you'll see this thing come. It was just like God would just open the windows and I'd see it. I'd be in it. It'd be the same. God moves mighty by His Spirit. But you need to enjoy God when you can get. What if I'd have waited till now, till my last day to accept Jesus Christ? I'd be a washout. I would still have salvation, but with my capacity with a stroke, I would still be, I'd have to take that by faith also. I have to work on what I've already performed in the past. That's all. I don't have it. You say, well, that's why I had the stroke. Because I thought everybody could get it, and nobody's getting it. And they're still not getting it. It's a mystery to me why they can't get it, but they can't. Seems like very few can get it. God has a purpose, a blessing. Enoch walked with God. And when I read that scripture, I said, Lord, he says, you can. You got to pay the price. Or it says, church people won't like you. I will. I'll love you. And the Lord says, you want to go that way? And I said, yes, I do. So it says, with that, well, then I'm going to go on every day you go to work. I'm going to show up in your seat when you get in that truck. When I get the job, come on. The Lord was sitting there with me all the time. He never left me. A supernatural power. I had it. And now I have to hunt for it because He made me that way with this stroke. I preached about Gideon. The Lord says, you got too many men in your camp. I got no soldiers. I'm just me. But God is the answer for every problem. If I went by the problem, I would not be here. If I went by where I'm at, I would not be here. I just have to choose to serve God. I was sliding backwards.
And I finally, when I bridged up, and I said, Lord, you'll come with me. I'm going to have that old sign power if it has it, but I got to work at it. I really got to work on it 10 times, 100 times than I did when I used it before. It was there. It says to serve the Lord out of the youth of your life. What that means is when you're youthful, you reach out. And people serve waiting to the last day before they receive Jesus. It's gambling. It's gambling with your life. And you people out there, you shouldn't gamble with your life. You need to receive Jesus Christ this day as your personal Savior. You need to have a glorious life while you're living here. And there's nobody that can say what they're going to be tomorrow. Only God above. It says, casting all your cares upon Him, for He careth for you. And that means life itself. But when we come to receive Jesus, we lost our first love. That's what's happening. We're losing our first love. We don't have the same love for the Lord when we come to our salvation. We got lukewarm. We're going in. And we have the God of the world in our hearts. We want to do the things of the world. God don't wish to have us to be. I asked the Lord yesterday, Lord said, I knew that I was okay. But there's some places I cannot go. And you can't go. Wherever you are, you're going to have to be singular and put God first in your heart. With that, then you can live with Jesus forever. Having the God of heaven be in your heart, your life. But you can't do this without a service to the Lord. Salvation is so free, but knowing what I know, so shallow, unless you work on it. I see it right now. It's like a shallow, in a soft plate, a plate that has. And you put a little water in that it's so shallow, it just runs off. Our salvation, no one's told us this, but we need a multiplication of God's glory in our heart, continuous, to make us grow through it. We cannot get out of our like a stalk coming out of the ground. We can't have a birth until we have an acceleration of God's glory upon us that moves upon us mightily. The sunshine of God, the heavenly light, the power, the move of God, the supernaturalness of God. Oh, people are afraid to talk about this. That's life. It's power. It's wisdom. It's the wisdom of God wants to be in your heart and life. That you have a spiritual wisdom that's above the thoughts of man. The wisdom of God is in your heart. The mind of Christ comes in your being. Your whole being is moved upon, generated by God Himself. He takes a little individual. A castaway. The world don't want. That's when He'll come down to help you. I know He will. But He'll help me. He'll help you out there. He'll help you learn to wait upon God. If you wait upon Him, you're going to have an inheritance that fades out of the way. Reserved in heaven for you. A child of God. You have an inheritance of God. All being clothed with righteousness. Being clothed with the power of God. Having the anointing. The strength within you. To be an overcomer, having a victorious life, and God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. God's here to justify you, move upon you mightily. In Jesus' name, I pray that God will bless you this day. I know this is Easter Sunday, but it's a good day to accept Jesus Christ, your personal Savior. Out there, there's you out there that don't know Him. I want you to accept it in your heart. And I want you to believe on Him. I want you to say what I'm telling you to say. I'm a sinner, O Lord.
I'm a sinner, O Lord.
I want to be saved.
I want to be saved.
I want to have your fullness.
I want to have your fullness.
I want to receive pardon.
I want to receive pardon.
I want to be justified for you this day.
I want to be justified for you this day.
And I want to receive your strength.
And I want to receive your strength.
And I want to be your child.
And I want to be your child.
I believe in with my mouth.
I believe with my mouth
that confession is made and the salvation.
That confession is made and the salvation.
I believe in my heart.
I believe in my heart
that Thou hast raised up Jesus from this, and He is going to save me.
That Thou hast raised up Jesus, and He is going to save me.
Blessed be the Lord.
Blessed be the Lord.
For I receive you this night.
For I receive you this night.
In Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. I pray for a mighty blessing upon these. For those that had already known you, I pray a mighty blessing throughout the world where you are. I pray that Brother Freeman wants to bless you mightily. And God, give me a purpose to bless you out there. I want to not just do like I've heard some other preachers, but I'm going to pray for the little people, those that have no money. You know, I'm going to pray just as hard for you as you had $1 million. I want to pray for you. I want to bless you. And I want that you'll walk with victory, that I'll see you in heaven. What a wonderful day it's going to be. God bless you all. God bless you. Praise God. Praise God for these people. Father, I pray that you'll take them and watch over and keep them through your mighty house. Even send your angels charge over there to keep them all the way. Pray that they'll bless them in a mighty way. Thank you. My mouth is getting where I can't even talk. Lord, I just praise you. And wonderful Lord, I thank you. And I give glorify that wonderful name. I thank you. In Jesus' name, all over, bless these people. Bless these people. Bless these people. Bless them mightily. Bring healing to their bodies. Bring healing in their bodies. Whatever the need is, touch them in a mighty way. I thank you. In Jesus' loving name. Amen. God bless you till I see you again, as we'll see you in heaven before. God bless you. Amen.
Amen. What a wonderful anointing came on Brother Freedom. That's why we like to show up here in the living room, because the Holy Ghost shows up. Praise the Lord. Thank you for joining us, and thank you for listening to the whole message. Aren't you glad you did?